This is the reading for September 23rd. Jeremiah chapter 27. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah soon after Zedekiah, son of Josiah, was made king of Judah. This is what the Lord said to me: Make a yoke out of straps and poles and put it on the back of your neck. Then send messages to the kings of Edom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon by their messengers who have come to Jerusalem to see Zedekiah, king of Judah. Tell them to give this message to their masters. The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, Tell your masters, I made the earth, its people, and all its animals with my great power and strength. I can give the earth to anyone I want. Now I have given all these lands to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. I will make even the wild animals obey him. All nations will serve Nebuchadnezzar and his son and grandson. Then the time will come for Babylon to be defeated, and many nations and great kings will make Babylon their servant. But if some nations or kingdoms refuse to serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and refuse to be under his control, I will punish them with war, hunger, and terrible diseases, says the Lord. I will use Nebuchadnezzar to destroy them. So don't listen to your false prophets, those who use magic to tell the future, those who explain dreams, the mediums, or magicians. They all tell you, you will not be slaves to the king of Babylon. They are telling you lies that will cause you to be taken far from your homeland. I will force you to leave your homes, and you will die in another land. But the nations who put themselves under the control of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let stay in their own country, says the Lord. The people from those nations will live in their own land and farm it. I gave the message to Zedekiah, king of Judah. I said, Put yourself under the control of the king of Babylon and serve him, and you will live. Why should you and your people die from war, hunger, or disease, as the Lord said would happen to those who do not serve the king of Babylon? But the false prophets are saying, You will never be slaves to the king of Babylon. Don't listen to them, because they are prophesying lies to you. I did not send them, says the Lord. They are prophesying lies and saying the message is from me. So I will send you away, Judah, and you and those prophets who prophesy to you will die. Then I, Jeremiah, said to the priests and all the people, This is what the Lord says. Those false prophets are saying, The Babylonians will soon return what they took from the temple of the Lord. Don't listen to them. They are prophesying lies to you. Don't listen to those prophets, but serve the king of Babylon and you will live. There is no reason for you to cause Jerusalem to become a ruin. If they are prophets and have the message from the Lord, let them pray to the Lord All-Powerful. Let them ask that the items which are still in the temple of the Lord and in the king's palace and in Jerusalem not be taken away to Babylon. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says about those items left in Jerusalem: the pillars, the large bronze bowl, which is called the sea, the stands that can be moved, and other things. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take these away when he took as captives Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the other important people from Judah and Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says about the items left in the temple of the Lord and in the king's palace and in Jerusalem. All of them will also be taken to Babylon, and they will stay there until the day I go to get them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them back and return them to this place. Jeremiah chapter 28. It was in that same year, in the fifth month of Zedekiah's fourth year as king of Judah, soon after he began to rule, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur, from the town of Gibeon, spoke to me in the temple of the Lord, in front of the priests and all the people. He said, The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, I have broken the yoke the king of Babylon has put on Judah. Before 2 years are over, I will bring back everything that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took to Babylon from the Lord's temple. I will also bring back Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the other captives from Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord. So I will break the yoke the king of Babylon put on Judah. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in front of the priests and all the people who were standing in the temple of the Lord. He said, Amen. Let the Lord really do that. May the Lord make the message you prophesy come true. May he bring back here everything from the Lord's temple and all the people who were taken as captives to Babylon. But listen to what I'm going to say to you and all the people. There were prophets long before we became prophets, Hananiah. They prophesied that war, hunger, and terrible diseases would come to many countries and great kingdoms. But if a prophet prophesies that we will have peace and that message comes true, he can be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke off Jeremiah's neck and broke it. Hananiah said in front of all the people, "This is what the Lord says. In the same way, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He put that yoke on all the nations of the world, but I will break it before 2 years are over." After Hananiah had said that, Jeremiah left the temple. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke off of the prophet Jeremiah's neck. The Lord said, "Go and tell Hananiah, 'This is what the Lord says. You have broken a wooden yoke, but I will make a yoke of iron in its place. The Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says, I will put a yoke of iron on the necks of all these nations to make them serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they will be slaves to him. I will even give Nebuchadnezzar control over the wild animals.'" Then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord did not send you, and you have made the people of Judah trust in lies. So this is what the Lord says, soon I will remove you from the earth. You will die this year, because you taught the people to turn against the Lord." Hananiah died in the seventh month of that same year.
Chapter 3.
Is there any advantage then in being a Jew? Or is there any value in being circumcised? There are all kinds of advantages. First of all, God entrusted them with His Word. What if some of them were unfaithful? Can their unfaithfulness cancel God's faithfulness? That would be unthinkable. God is honest and everyone else is a liar, as Scripture says. So you hand down justice when you speak and you win your case in court. But if what we do wrong shows that God is fair, what should we say? Is God unfair when He vents His anger on us? I'm arguing the way humans would. That's unthinkable. Otherwise, how would God be able to judge the world? If my lie increases the glory that God receives by showing that God is truthful, why am I still judged as a sinner? Or can we say, let's do evil so that good will come from it? Some slander us and claim that this is what we say. They are condemned and that's what they deserve. What then is the situation? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. We've already accused everyone, both Jews and Greeks, of being under the power of sin, as Scripture says. Not one person has God's approval. No one has understanding. No one searches for God. Everyone is turned away. Together they've become rotten to the core. No one does anything good, not even one person. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deception. Their lips hide the venom of poisonous snakes. Their mouths are full of curses and bitter resentment. They run quickly to murder people. There is ruin and suffering wherever they go. They've not learned to live in peace. They are not terrified of God. We know that whatever is in Moses' teachings applies to everyone under their influence, and no one can say a thing. The whole world is brought under the judgment of God. Not one person can have God's approval by following Moses' teachings. Moses' teachings show what sin is. Now the way to receive God's approval has been made plain in a way other than Moses' teachings. Moses' teachings and the prophets tell us this: everyone who believes has God's approval through faith in Jesus Christ. There is no difference between people. Because all people have sinned, they have fallen short of God's glory. They receive God's approval freely by an act of His kindness through the price Christ Jesus paid to set us free from sin. God showed that Christ is the throne of mercy, where God's approval is given through faith in Christ's blood. In His patience, God waited to deal with sins committed in the past. He waited so that He could display His approval at the present time. This shows that He is a God of justice, a God who approves of people who believe in Jesus. So, do we have anything to brag about? Bragging has been eliminated. On what basis was it eliminated? On the basis of our own efforts? No. Indeed, rather, it is eliminated on the basis of faith. We conclude that a person has God's approval because of faith, not because of his own efforts. Is God only the God of the Jews? Isn't he also the God of people who are not Jewish? Certainly he is. Since it is the same God who approves circumcised people because of faith and uncircumcised people through this same faith. Are we abolishing Moses' teachings by this faith? That's unthinkable. Rather, we are supporting Moses' teachings.